Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. I'm Dr. Deborah.
Hi, it's Therapist Kelly.
How are you, dear Kelly?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm good, but I have to say that on my way up in the elevator today to the studio, Sam, our organizer of this whole show and this whole studio, sent us our numbers. We just hit 323,588 listeners. That's
incredible.
Amazing. So I want to make a special thanks to our listeners from the bottom of our hearts. We adore you and thank
you. That's
so
sweet.
Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you for supporting our show.
Exactly.
It makes me feel proud of
us. I know. Me too. And that was August, which is nice. So
We don't even know yet what September brings.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
So by the end of the year, I think our goal should be 400,000.
I like it.
So tell all your friends.
Exactly.
Tell everybody you know. Shout it out on Facebook, everywhere.
Exactly. All the social media outlets.
Or
try saying
sociopathy
that.
Outlets. I don't know. So I have, you wanted to go first?
No, I was just going to say, how is that renovations and all that good stuff?
We're doing new floors, and we decided to paint a couple of the rooms to this very beautiful mint color green. It's just so pretty.
Nice.
I'll have to send a picture of it. Kind of like looks like the LA Talk Radio green, you know, on their logo. It's really, really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and there's high ceilings. It is like a big effort. So we had to like be booted out of this room for like 4 days. Painter did a great job. Now crown moldings and then baseboards and new floors and all that. Well, the cats are the issue because these are such little prima donnas. They own that house.
Oh, my God.
We're just mere tenants
and
occupants. They own that house. So when I had to lock them in a room to keep them, so I'm just too afraid that somebody will leave the door open when they're running out to get something, and then they get out, and you know, there's no hope for outdoor cats in our neighborhood.
Right.
And they've always been indoors, and they wouldn't even know how to catch them out.
Sure.
You know, just
what to do.
How to do it. They can't even catch a spider. So they howled nonstop. I swear to gosh, I thought that little puppy cat was going to get laryngitis.
Oh.
He wouldn't stop. And then it was worse when I'm home because they're like, Mom,
like, what are you
what
doing?
What are you doing? We're never away from you. So now I have to do, when they do the actual floors, because they're going to demo the entire house.
Oh,
so doors
God.
Will be open and all that stuff. I have to take them to a motel.
This is hilarious.
So I now had to buy another cat carrier because they never take them anywhere because they're housebound cats. That's where they prefer to be. So I have to buy this cat carrier, and then I bought them two new beds. So I'm trying to get them to get used to the little beds, and I'm going to put the little beds in the cat carrier and see if I can't get them in the cat carrier. And then taking them to just at the drive, the 10-minute drive, we're going to do sample drives this week.
That's so smart.
Take them around the block so that we get, you know, the kinks out in advance.
Oh, my God. What an effort.
What an effort, right? Most people, they have a dog. They put the dog outside.
Exactly,
you can't
or whatever.
Do that with
them.
So that's a little bit of my stress. But it's going to look beautiful, and I'll be so excited.
But how did you deal with that guilt? Like, that howling would, like, kill me.
Oh, well, I thought, you know, like what you do with a child that needs to go to sleep. Like, they eventually go to sleep. You kind of let them cry it out to a point. The problem was I couldn't go in and sue them because if I opened the door a crack, they both jumped out at me like, we're gone. We're going to escape. You know, that's 40 pounds worth between the two of them. I couldn't stop them. I couldn't keep them in.
So
I was like, I had to leave most of the time because I couldn't stand it. I felt like crying. And
I
know I wasn't torturing them. They were totally safe. They had their food. They had their water. They had everything. All the comforts. Just a smaller space.
Sure. Exactly.
Those little entitled
beasts. Yeah, exactly.
Like, they demand the whole house. Gosh, forbid I ever have to close the bedroom door for something, they won't have it.
That is so funny.
Puppy cat will lean on the door and scratch it like he's on a treadmill
to get in.
Right. Oh, and by the way, thank goodness that we're getting rid of the carpet and we decided to do floors everywhere.
Yeah.
They systematically tore up the entire office carpet while they were locked in there.
Oh,
shredded.
They were showing you who's boss.
They sure were.
Oh, my
God. So that's my funny story for the week.
Wow.
How are you?
Everything's really good. So my younger son pooped. We're having some potty issues again.
Again?
So he pooped on the potty, and I said, okay, great. What do you want? He said, I want to see the movie Storks. So it's a really cute. So Linda and I had a mommy younger son day, and we went to Universal Studios and, you know, Universal City Walk.
Uh-huh. How fun.
And they have this amazing, like, theater with the chairs that move back. Like, he didn't want to leave.
Of course.
It was like those
luxury.
It was. I didn't realize that. It was like the electric chairs. You can put them back. Your feet go up. It is like heaven. So,
a lot of theaters are renovating and doing these cool things. You know, they sometimes have service inside also.
Yes.
You can call for your popcorn or a glass of wine or a salad.
I would pay more for that, would you?
Yeah, and you will pay more for
that, actually. Yeah, I mean, I would, though. It's so worth it because, you know, when you're sitting, for me, like, I need to stretch my legs and I don't like to sit so straight. So it was kind of nice to, like, feel like you're just chillaxing.
Absolutely. Okay, so, let's have a word from our sponsor, then we'll talk about last week's guest, and then this week we're very excited.
Sounds good.
Hello, this is Ian Oliver, author of the best-selling book, Getting Back on Top, encouraging you to go visit my website, secondchanceatromance.com, where you can find a link not only to the book, but to lots of articles and interviews that will help you with your dating, relationships, and sex after divorce. And remember, all of the profits from our activities go to two very important children-related charities, so it's all going to a great cause, helping you and helping them. Go for it. Thank you.
So if you'd like to get back on top, go check out Ian Oliver's book. So give us a call anytime today. We'd love to hear from you at 323-203-0815. Last week we had Dr. Sue Johnson on with her book, Hold Me Tight, and how couples can really learn how to empathize with each other and bond and how important attachment is.
Yes. So she does emotional focus therapy.
EFT,
yes. So this is, it's like one of the only proven methods for couples I was reading. So yeah, it was really interesting. If you missed that show and you want to get your relationship a little bit stronger and learn some communication tactics, listen to that. She was wonderful.
Could also be called Eat French Fries Today.
I like that. I like that very much.
Okay. Without further ado, today we have a very special guest, Holly Hawkins Marwood. Holly Hawkins is a teacher, guide, and conscious channel with a lifelong passion in transformation, healing, and assisting others on their soul's journey. Holly is an international speaker and trainer in spirituality. I can't speak again. Mm-hmm. Spirituality, energy medicine, healing, as well as soul and life guidance. Holly's passion is guiding people to fully embrace their innate ability to access their soul's guidance and live in the brilliance of the fullest expression of their heart and soul. She serves people and businesses through soul-centric guidance. As a certified advanced Akashic Records instructor and reader, she teaches and serves her clients both locally and internationally. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here with you two lovely ladies today. And I enjoyed all the little stories about the kitties and everything and
the poop.
The kids.
Oh, yes. Well, sometime you'll go back and listen to some of our old shows. Kelly always has remarkably hysterical stories about potty training her younger child.
It's like a joke. He'll be 27. That's my joke.
Before he's potty trained, yes.
Well, I have three kids who are now all adults, and so I do remember those days. I won't say fondly, but I do remember those days.
Exactly. It's funny, I keep telling Kelly this, that the things that drive you crazy right now, someday down the line, because hers are both young, going to be 4 and 7.
Exactly.
And, you know, say some days you're ripping your hair out now, and in about 20 years from now, you'll be sobbing on the couch. Oh, I would do anything to have a poopy potty problem.
I don't know. We'll see.
But no matter where you're at, those are the biggest problems you have, right? And they just change,
right?
As they get older, and they're significant in the moment, right?
Exactly. That's so true. It's all relative.
Absolutely. Well, we're so excited to hear about the Akashic Records. I know there's so many other things for us to talk about, and we'll get to them too. But if you don't mind, I'd love to just kind of dive into what is that.
Oh, sure. I'm happy to dive right into it. Well, you know, so the Akashic Records is kind of a funny word, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Akashic is actually, the root of it is a Sanskrit word that actually is Akasha, by the way, and it means like primordial substance. So we're talking about like that foundational energy of everything, of all that is. And, you know, it has all kinds of different names in different traditions, but we're talking about just a really highly refined energy field. But without going too far down that rabbit hole, here's the thing. In other religious traditions, they talk about the Akashic Records as well. And this isn't a religious experience. Mm-hmm. It's a spiritual experience. So it doesn't fit into any religious doctrine at all. But it's the Akashic Records is the record of your soul on its journey, is really what it is. And in other traditions, they might call it the Book of Life or the Book of Records. So it's all out there, no matter what tradition you follow or believe in, this idea that there's some repository of information about who we are and the journey we've been on, and using it as a resource to help guide our life now.
So how,
that's sort of it in a nutshell.
I mean, it sounds a little bit about when you get hypnotized to learn about a past life. So how is that different?
It's actually quite different. I mean, one aspect of the Akashic Records is dealing with past lives.
Okay.
And there are people who do past life regressions. And honestly, I've never done one of those, so I can't really speak to it, from a place of experience. But when people access their past lives, at least with the Akashic Records, what we're doing is trying to shift patterns and empower ourselves relative to things that honestly might have happened to us that we're still carrying the effect of from other lifetimes we may have experienced. For example, the easiest way to connect with that idea is a lot of us might see the fact, and you as therapists would run into this all the time, people, we've got these patterns, and no matter what we do, we can't quite get rid of them. Whether right. it's with relationship, how we feel about ourselves, things going on with our body, if we like our body, if we can't put on enough weight or we can't take it off. A lot of these patterns that no matter how hard we work on them in this lifetime, very diligently, sometimes it's just not gone. And oftentimes the origin of it began in another lifetime. And so when we can look at it from that point of view and understand where it began and why, we can start changing our future life. There are people who talk about the Akashic Records relative to more like a looky-loo, just tell me who I was in those other lifetimes and, you know, what happened there. But it's not necessarily meaningful. It's just another story we carry along with us. Mm-hmm. So when we're going into the Akashic Records, we're really always accessing what's up with us here and now, because here we are, right?
Sure.
We don't need to resolve something that happened 35 lifetimes ago if it doesn't matter to now.
Sure.
So we always go in with what's up in our here and now, in our everyday life, what are the questions? And when we're in the space of the Akashic Records, if there's a past life influence, it'll go there. But there are plenty of times we're in the Akashic Records, and it's about us connecting with the light and the love and the truth of who we are in a really meaningful way that helps us understand ourselves better and release the burdens and release awarenesses and beliefs that we might have to give us a new experience of life in our here and now.
That's really interesting. So do you help people access on their own the Akashic Records for their particular life, or do you actually access and give the information to the client?
A great question. So there are a couple things that we do. And when I say we, I'm just saying this also because my husband and I have our business together and we do the same things. So I end up defaulting to we a lot because we do it,
sure,
it
sure.
together. But people come all the time for readings. And when I say come to us, as you know, Deborah, we're up in the same community where Tiffany lives. We don't live in Nevada City. We live in Grass Valley right next door. But most of our clients are either from the United States or elsewhere in the world, and we connect via phone, Skype, you know, that kind of thing. And we help people. They come with their questions, and we open their records and share the guidance from their Akashic Records in real time with us, not just like a list of questions that they send in and we send back to them.
Sure.
But also, I'm an advanced certified teacher, so I do teach 3 different courses on the Akashic Records, all about different ways of using the Akashic Records for yourself, but also for others. And this is funny, in line with your comments about your cats, especially. I know if I listened to your show before, I'd understand why you have a cat named Puppy Cat. Kitty. But you know, when we have those special issues with our pets and we want to have a better understanding of them, actually we can open up their Akashic records also. And it goes even further than that, that our businesses and our homes and things have Akashic records also. So if we're wanting to buy and sell our home, if we want to make business decisions, we can actually use the Akashic records for those. They're just a whole lot of ways to use the Akashic records. As a personal resource and as a way of supporting ourselves and other people around us.
Do you feel comfortable opening up our Akashic records, just kind of as an example to our listeners? And I think we're both pretty curious at this point, too.
Wow. Okay. I could do that, but can I just say my one caveat?
Sure. Of course.
Number one is we only have one set of records open at a time.
Okay.
And so I could only open up one of yours. So maybe you guys need to arm wrestle or, you know, do rock, paper, scissors over that if you want me to do that. It also does require that I read something called the Pathway Prayer Process, which is the way I've been trained.
Okay.
So it's reading a prayer that I combine with your current legal name.
Yeah.
So whoever wins the rock, paper, scissors would...
Right.
And then I'm open to that, and I just say, obviously you guys are really friendly and transparent with your audience. You know, a lot of times it's a very personal thing, so if you're willing to open yourself up to that and mm-hmm. see what's possible, I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
Well, do you want to do rock, paper, scissors?
I know how much you love the stuff.
I know, but I feel bad because what if you want to do it too?
Well, because I will call Holly after the show sometime this week, and I'll have her do mine, and I'll pay her. How's that?
You're so cute. All right, so Holly, you good with me?
I am. Okay. My husband just came in. He's telling me to put the phone off the speaker, so I'm going to see if I can do that.
Sure. Okay. And while you're doing that, I just wanted to say, I have a very good friend. I think she's actually listening in. And she was the first one to introduce me to the Akashic Records. And she printed out, I think I know which prayer you're talking about. She printed it out for me. It was so cute. And I think I laminated it. And it's like the Akashic Records prayer. Like, I don't know what you call it, but I remember that she said every time you do it, you got to say this prayer before and I think even after. But it was really interesting.
Okay, but
You know, there are actually a lot of ways to open the Akashic Records, many, many ways. And actually, a lot of people may have tripped into them on their own because we can't be out of our Akashic Records because the Akashic Record is created by, you know, sort of the way they say it is every thought, word, and deed.
Yeah.
So we're always in the Akashic Record. We're always creating it, like the three of us right now and everyone listening, whether it's now or later, we're all creating the Akashic Record mm-hmm. by listening into this. What we're doing, though, is shifting our ordinary, everyday human consciousness into this Akashic consciousness, the level where our soul is, all right?
Okay.
And so there is a tradition that started about 30 years ago called the sacred prayer tradition. And so within that, there are many different prayers that people use to access the Akashic Records. So the one your friend printed out, it could very likely be this one. And it's likely that it could be somebody else's system as well.
Sure.
And it's all good. You know, we all find our way and connect how we want. Mm-hmm. Or what we're guided to. All right, so.
Okay, so before we start, we're going to do a word from our sponsor so that you have freedom for a little while.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, this is Ian Oliver, author of best-selling book Getting Back on Top, encouraging you to consider using my relationship consulting services where I help people transition from being married to divorced to single, one of the most difficult transitions in life. You can check out some of this information on my website, secondchanceatromance.com. And remember, all of the profits from our activities go to two very important children-related charities, so it's all going to a great cause, helping you and helping them. And I look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Hi, we're back.
Yeah.
So again, we are talking with Holly Hawkins Marwood. She is a teacher guide and conscious channel. So she's going to read my Akashic records. And if anybody's interested, you can go to her website. It's www.soul-genesis.com.
And I know she also mentioned she has a special offer for listeners today, but we'll get to that later down the line.
Cool.
I do, yes. All right. So, Kelly, could I have your current full legal name?
Sure.
Like what you would put on your taxes?
Do you need the correct spelling or just the name?
Just the name.
Okay. So it's Kelly Miller. Do you want my middle name too?
If you put that on your taxes.
Okay. So yeah, it's Brooke is my middle name.
Oh, I love that name.
Thanks.
Okay. See, you learned something new today.
Exactly.
Deborah. Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do is I will read this pathway prayer, and part of it is said out loud and part of it is said silently.
Okay.
In the part that's said out loud, I'm going to use your first name.
Okay.
And in the part that's said silently is where I'm going to use your full legal name.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to know that I'm done because I'll then say the records are now open.
Okay. And do you want me to close my eyes or it doesn't matter?
Pardon me?
Do you want me to close my eyes or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
For those people, either the two of you or people listening, if they're sensitive to energy, and particularly you, Kelly, then you might feel a shift as we are reading the prayer. But we're going to go in no matter what.
Okay.
And and let me just give you a little prep, because normally I prep people before they have a reading with me, is yes or no questions aren't the best questions.
Oh.
Because it's like, should I do this or should I do that? Or, you know, should I go to Disneyland tomorrow?
Ooh, okay.
If you hear no.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, so what? You know,
yeah.
Like what more can... So we want to ask questions that elicit more than a no.
Like more,
I mean, a yes or a no. All right.
Okay. More open-ended. So it's going to be really my responsibility to come up with these questions.
You have to come up with a question and just come up with one.
Oh, gosh.
Because honestly, when I do an hour-long reading, I might do... I tell people to get together anywhere from 1 to 5 questions.
Okay.
Because, you know, if we're asking, I mean, we're usually asking, like, super important questions.
Sure.
And they usually, I'm just going to tell you this, they usually take a while to kind of really dig down to the center. So this is kind of an interesting thing to try and do this quick and fast here.
Yeah.
But, we'll, you know, hey, I'm willing to try anything.
Sure.
Okay, so we'll allot about 15 minutes total for that so that we can then ask some more questions.
If that's okay.
Does that feel okay?
Yeah, well, the worst that happens is I just have to let you know also, and so Deborah, if you're watching the time, I'm going to need time to close her records. It's going to be short, but I still need time to close her records, so she's not doing the rest of the show.
With
her records open.
Okay, perfect. So then at about 25 before the next hour, I will let you know that. Then you'll have a couple minutes to do that.
Okay.
And okay,
perfect. During the silent part of the prayer, how long silence is that, just so we don't lose our listeners?
It's probably 15 seconds.
Okay,
part
okay,
of it's going to depend on how fast I'm reading silently.
Okay. So nobody turn us off.
Kelly has a pretty easy name. Sometimes if I get people with like 5 names, then it takes a little longer.
Okay, got it.
All right, so here we go.
Okay.
And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. O Holy Spirit of God, help me to know Kelly in the light of the Akashic Records, to see Kelly through the eyes of the Lords of the Records, and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the Masters, teachers, and loved ones of Kelly have for her. The records are now open. So, Kelly, I'm just going to take a second. I'm tuning into your records and connecting with your masters, teachers, and loved ones.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Kelly. So what's your question?
My question is, what is in store for my career?
Okay. All right. So just so you know, anytime I'm quiet because you're not seeing me, I'm tuning in and I'm asking. So normally in a reading, we would dig into a little bit more about what you see in your future, because this is, you know, we're not here with a crystal ball. We're,
sure.
And there will be nothing that ever trumps free will.
Right.
So I could say to you, you know, it really looks like tomorrow you're going to become a shoemaker, and you would think, no, that's crazy, because I'm not drawn to that at all, right?
Sure.
So nothing will ever trump your free will. But what I can just tell you what I'm seeing right now, and you can add to this with anything you'd like to say. It feels like you're really on an expanding trajectory, I guess is the right way to say it. What they're showing me is almost like you're, it doesn't feel like things have been dark, but you're, the movement you have within your career is going to be expanding probably within the next year. Now, time is not the best thing in the Akashic Records, but it feels sooner rather than later. It doesn't feel like 10 years from now. Does that make sense? Are
Absolutely.
You really looking to expand what you're doing? It feels uh-huh. like it's just exploding, actually.
Wow, I like that word.
Pardon me?
I like that word, yeah. Yeah, I can understand that completely.
Yeah. Okay. So what's interesting also, though, and again, feeling like we don't have tons of time, now, are you writing some books, or have you written some books?
I'm in the process. Amazing.
Okay. Okay, because I'm seeing like 5, honestly.
Wow.
Now, that's not to overwhelm you. That's not to overwhelm you. But it almost feels, interestingly enough, like they're somehow in a series. So it may be that this first one is going to lead to the next and the next mm-hmm. and the next. But the idea is, it does feel like there's a strong pathway for you to be sharing your wisdom and your knowledge through that media, as well as however else you're expanding your business. And of course, there's a thing about businesses books kind of open the door for more people to recognize you. But it's also about you getting the passion and your message out in a way that gets it, so to speak, in people's hands. Because again, the energy of this book, without asking you tons of questions about it, feels like there's some how-tos and
yes.
some really everyday things that people can put into practice
uh-huh.
so that it's a meaningful manual, guide, something that they can open to and have resources at their fingertips, so to speak. Does that make sense?
100%. You are right on.
And she's happy about it.
Yeah, exactly. This is great. This is really, really wonderful.
Yeah, and so with that, and you know, again, you don't need to get overwhelmed about the series of books that I see, but the cool thing is, and the exciting thing is, it doesn't feel like, you know, that's just a one thing and a one-off thing and then you're going to be done. Because if you have a lot to share, and it almost feels like these are in series, but like topics or something like that. So that has maybe not, you're ready to process all of that right now, but it feels very exciting and very powerful for you in your trajectory. Now, is some of what you're doing or writing about working with families?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm feeling a strong presence of children being well served by your work.
Yep. This is so funny.
And really, like, families are getting uplifted because of the way you work, your orientation, the skill sets is an interesting kind of word that they're sharing with me there, skill sets that you're sharing with people, that it's like up-leveling their ability to parent
yes.
in a new way.
Yes. Okay, this is incredible. Because my husband and I were just talking about this last night, just so you know. This is incredible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this exactly, because I'm in the process of writing one, but the second book I was thinking about was exactly what you're talking about just now.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, that's what I'm getting so far. Do you
okay.
have more of a question around that? Or I'm not aware. I don't have any clock with me, so you can tell me how we're doing for time. I lose track of it when I'm here in the record.
Let's see. I guess... I mean, is there something more that I could be doing, or I'm trying to think what's kind of coming to my head to sort of make this happen, or just it will happen. Like I'm impatient, I guess, is really what it comes down to. But
yeah, you know what's so interesting? Okay, so that's so interesting, because I was going to say to you, you're pretty strong, aren't you pretty strong driven? Like
yes.
Here's what they're saying is, you also don't need to go at 100 miles an hour.
That is great.
She fires off an email response or a text message before I've even asked the question.
That is me. I go, I am 100% like, that is me. Yeah. So, okay, so I don't need
right.
to go 100
And so
miles.
What they're saying is there's, and this is probably going to make more sense to you, because it certainly doesn't to me. You don't need to feel like somebody's nipping at your heels all the time. Mm-hmm. You're going to get where you need to go, and you're going to feel satisfied. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel like you made your mark, which is interesting. Like, there's an energy of you feeling like you need to make your mark.
Yes, totally.
Not all of us feel that way, and I don't know if that resonates for you.
100%.
You can rest assured you're going to make your mark, and whether you go at 100 miles an hour or 60 and a half or even 30, you're going to make your mark. So part of that is sometimes you need, it's okay to give yourself permission to like chill out, slow down, take a breath. Like, it's all going to work out. You're
so
on a good
nice.
Track.
Oh my, that's really, that's so comforting, because it
Yay,
is true.
Kelly.
Well, first of all, God, that is such a beautiful way to state it. It's like, yeah, like I feel like this need to make my mark completely. And there is that fear, like, will it happen? What's going to happen? And,
hang on, we are talking with Holly Hawkins Marwood, and Kelly's Akashic Records have been opened, so let's hear more about her career.
I know, she's so cute. The other question is, will there be a roadblock during this time, or will it be pretty smooth sailing?
Good question. All right, let's just see what... Okay, so here's what I can tell you that I'm sensing here. Based on the trajectory, if you will, that you're on right now, what they're showing me is the regular ups and downs of life.
Okay.
It's not like, you know, we're not Dorothy skipping down the yellow brick road and, you know, all the obstacles are behind, because, you know, life goes up and down. You have a family. There can be things that happen that require more of your attention than not. But again, this idea that they're showing me this beam of light, basically, but it's starting to expand out, almost like it's coming out of a funnel, if you will. So if you can hold yourself that way and not, and this, and your comment is a little bit like the nipping at the heels thing, like what yeah. might happen mm-hmm. to disturb this, just keep focusing one foot in front of the other. And know that you're on the right track, so that if anything comes up and in your way, you just navigate around it,
Makes
if
sense.
You will, just like what they're showing me now is, you know, the rock in the middle of the stream.
Yeah.
The water doesn't come up to it and go, what am I going to do now? It just flows around it.
I love
and
that.
And so just really feeling yourself in flow with it, and know that you have the resource to deal with anything that comes up.
Oh, you're so comforting. I really feel so nice talking to you. It does. I feel like there's kind of like that weight lifted. That's really nice.
No, I'm
And it's, you know what? The interesting thing about being in the Akashic Records is not, it is comforting, because it's a field literally of unconditional love and complete freedom from judgment, which we don't typically experience in our everyday life. And as you're hearing, it's not just airy-fairy, let me just throw sunshine and roses around,
yeah.
so hopefully you feel better. This is stuff like, we do feel better, but in a legitimate, like we can feel it in our body and our mind and our emotions kind of way, where we feel like, oh, okay, I can relax.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh.
Thank
oh
you so much.
How I was saying under my breath, now I'm envious that Kelly went and I didn't go.
She's jealous. That's She's okay. got Akashic envy.
I do. Akashic envy. I love it.
There could be so many types of envy, right?
Akashic
so
envy.
Okay. I do have some questions for you about the Akashic Records. So should we close now, or is there anything
yeah.
else that you want to say?
No, I think that's good. And actually I'm grateful as your reader that information came forward that quickly. So yay. All right.
Yay.
So let me close your records. And okay. this is done with another prayer, but it's shorter and all of it said out loud.
Okay.
I would like to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their love and compassion. I would like to thank the lords of the Akashic Records for their point of view. And I would like to thank the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen.
Oh.
Okay.
Unbelievable. I have so much to say really fast. Okay, so I completely felt that shift that you were talking about. I'm really glad that you kind of warned me of it, because I felt it when you were saying the first prayer. I mean, I really felt it. I meditate, and it almost was like that, like a meditative state. So I just wanted to say that out loud, that it really, really felt nice. So that was the first
nice
thing. Yeah, that was the first thing I wanted to notice. But my gosh, this is incredible. You are so right on. I cannot believe it. So, okay, so my first question, and I know I don't want to hog the show, so I know Deborah has some questions too, but so is
she
there...
says that all the time, by the way.
Exactly. That's like her main line. So what would be like sort of the difference between sort of going into someone's Akashic Records and a quote unquote like a psychic reading or an intuitive reading?
Well, that's okay. That was going to be my next
question. Oh, good.
Question.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'm curious about that.
Look how in sync you guys are. Well, you know, our intuition, when we're being intuitive and getting guidance that way, that information is actually coming down from the Akashic field. So honestly, if we're in an intuitive moment in our life, and I know you asked about an intuitive reading, but if we're in an intuitive moment in our life, we could go, woo, look at me, I've been in my Akashic records. Okay? Because we're bringing that information down from that higher level of our own knowingness. What I can tell you about the Akashic Records is it's very unique and personal to you, because we've literally, using this method and combined with your name, we're going into not just the big energy field, but specifically to yours and the flow, if you will, of your soul's journey from the moment it's separated to Source all the way till it goes back to Source. So it's very deeply personal, it's very deeply specific, and it's infinitely responsive just to us. So that when one's having a reading, it's not, this is about us getting very, very deeply aligned with the truth of who we are at our core, at that innermost self, that the place of our soul. And when we get more lined up with that as we work in the Akashic Records, our life on the outside changes because we feel more at peace. We've released baggage we've been carrying along, whether it's from earlier in this lifetime or wherever. It's just like we get to be these bright lights that we all know, you know, we all know we've got something good inside.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes we think, it's just not supposed to be like this. And we can start unpacking and shining ourselves up to be who we really know we are deep inside, so we're not held back by anything. Now, psychic readings can do that too. And I'm not a psychic reader, so honestly, I'm not trying to avoid the question. I just don't like speaking about things that I don't have that direct experience of. I know psychic readings can be amazing and really helpful for people. I just know personally for myself, if I want to do high-level transformational work, I want to talk to my soul about it.
Yes. This is incredible.
Because each of us are unique. Like, each of us are here. We're here to have experiences and learn and grow and struggle and grow through the struggle. I mean, we're here for all that goodness that comes out of that. And I want to know why me, why this lifetime, and get, but I like to go really deep and really personal, because I want real velocity on my change and transformation.
Sure. So have you ever encountered a absolute disbeliever of all of the stuff and had some sort of influence in their life where they saw some shedding of something that resonated with them? I know that's kind of an oddly asked question, but does that make sense?
No, I totally understand that. I mean, the truth is people won't say yes to an Akashic record unless they're somehow aligned with it.
That makes sense. Yeah, sure. So you rarely get
honestly, if people are really feeling like I don't believe in past lives, or that's not appropriate, or some people feel that their religious background says that it's not appropriate to do this, then it's cool. You know, I'm happy. You get to be where you're at, and this isn't the right thing for you. I mean, I feel it can help everyone, but if people aren't resonant with it, it's great. You know, there are plenty of people to talk to who it feels great and cool and easy and happy to. So I don't run into many of those. I've had a lot of profound transformation in readings, but not with people who are real disbelievers, because they're not going to sit in front of me or on the phone with me to have a reading. They don't show up.
That was going to be my next question was, can you give us maybe one or two stories about, you know, your favorite client transformations?
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's see. There's so many. I always just tell the stories that come to mind, and here's one that comes to mind. I've told this before many times. It was really amazing because when we go into the Akashic Records, it has the potential to also help us heal on with our physical issues as well. And I had a man come for a reading, and I do have his permission to tell this story. Mm-hmm. And if I haven't asked people's permission, I change it up enough so sure. Nobody could ever figure out what the story is about. But this man came for a reading. He was probably 60s, 70s, somewhere in there, had literally decades of severe back pain, had done everything medically, alternatively, no one could get him out of pain. So he's on the other end of the phone with me saying, can you help? And I'm thinking, oh, heck, you know, no pressure here. This poor man, you know, I felt for him for all the suffering, but like, wow, what are we going to do here? So, you know, you just bravely go in and you just ask the questions and let the masters, teachers, and loved ones, let the energy of the Akasha do its thing. And in his case, it turned out there was a past life experience that had not, you would think it had to do with injuring his back, and it didn't. It had to do with feeling respected and understood and misunderstood in a lifetime, long, long time ago, like when people still grew there. They lived on farms, basically, still. So it was a long time ago. And so we were done, and at the end of the reading, he said, wow, my back pain's gone. I went, oh, that's so nice. Oh, but in my, you know, inside, I thought, well, I don't know. You know, really? And this was a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And I say that because I actually just got another email from him in the last couple of days. So that's what he said. All right, so the back pain was gone. Months went by and didn't hear from him. We sent out an email for an event or something. He said, oh, by the way, I want you to know the pain is still gone.
Oh, wow. I love this.
Oh, this did incredible. You just
and I was
everywhere?
Floored. And I mean, those are the kind of emails I get that I just cry. I'm so yes. grateful and honored to do this work. And then what happened was we started seeing him in advance, and every time he would check in with me and he would say, the pain's still gone, Holly. The pain's still gone, Holly. And so he answered an email the other day relative to something else that we sent out. And it, bless his heart, he's so sweet. He sent me another note. He said, I just want you to know the pain is still gone. So those decades of pain were removed in that reading completely. And again, it's probably at least 4 years ago now that I did that reading for him. Now, does it happen every time? No, but we're always unlayering and we're getting to the next level. I had a similar, this is another physical thing, of a man who got to the place that he had psoriasis over, I think it was 85% of his body, extreme pain, unable to work. Tried everything. And actually, he was somebody who only came for the reading because his wife asked him to, and they were beside themselves with nothing else. Like, we don't have any other resource here. And he did not know what he was coming for. He was, again, an older man, a truck driver, I believe, you know, like a guy of the earth, you know, and he supported his wife in all of her metaphysical stuff, but he wasn't involved in it at all. So he did not really know what he was getting into. He just said yes to his wife. We went through the reading. I don't even remember what it was. And I didn't hear from them for many months. And it turns out that in the 3 or 4 months that followed that, I got an email from her much later. Mm-hmm. It had gone all the way down to something like 10%. And he was fine and not in the extreme pain. And he was able to go back to work.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Again, stories. You know, I never know what's going to happen there. And, you know, you just go in and you find out what the cause is. Because sometimes the cause you know, is about stuff earlier that happened in our lifetime and mm-hmm. how we're processing it, or as you guys would know as therapists, you know, it's digesting it. How are we digesting life and how, mm-hmm. where have we stored it and how is it impacting us? So it really helps us unhook some of that stuff that we're not even aware of. It, I feel like we go in and we're, you know, we're taking a pitchfork or something and unloading our subconscious when we're in there yeah. and freeing it up from a lot of those burdens.
Okay, pause on that thought for one moment. You won't believe that we're almost out of time. We're going to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll get some closing words from you and give your promotional specials.
Thank you.
Are you frustrated by the tremendous challenges that so many millions of people face in your dating life? If you are, we have your solution. Come talk to me, Ian Oliver, author of best-selling book, Getting Back on Top, and my website, secondchanceatromance.com. We can help you. And remember, all of the profits from our activities go to two very important children-related charities. So it's all going to a great cause, helping you and helping them.
Thank you, Ian Oliver, for being our sponsor. And Holly, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. I'm like chomping at the bit. Will you have time for me this week so I can get a reading myself?
Well, how about next week when I get back? I'm leaving in the morning for Canada. And okay, so nice. I'll be back next week and we can certainly do that. Yes, I'd love to.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So, okay. So you have like a minute to tell us one more thing. If we didn't ask you a question that maybe you want to share something, and then we want to hear about your website and promotional offers that you have.
Yeah, well, I guess one of the things that just comes to my mind first is that one of the people often say, can I open up the Akashic Records for everyone else? And it's really only permission-based. And what comes up often, and I'm thinking this relative to what just came up for Kelly, is, you know, as parents, we often want to know, like, what's up with my kid? You know, and can I open the Akashic Records of my kid? We don't go in and open up the Akashic Records of children, but what we do for people who are struggling and wanting to have a better focus and way to support their children is go into the parent or the grandparents' records, whoever it is, because they're the ones mm-hmm. taking care of the children, in charge of them, so to speak. So what are the best ways to support my child that way? It's another way that's a really great resource. Aside from understanding our home, business, pets, it just helps us feel more comfortable while we're here. We don't have to suffer. Right. We can unload suffering from our life and really get to that place of thriving.
You were wonderful.
Oh my
You've
gosh.
Like made my whole week. So thank you so much. Again, we've been talking to Holly Hawkins Marwood. She is the co-director of Soul Genesis and a certified advanced Akashic Records instructor and reader.
Yes, and what are you offering our listeners today?
Oh, well, what I thought would be nice is if anyone feels like they'd love to have an Akashic Record reading, we'd love to do that. So we're going to offer 20% off to any listeners Great. Who want to go on and book a reading. And here's the thing that people need to write down is my husband Paul created a little coupon code. So if you go into our website, which is www.soul-, and the dash has to be there, genesis.com, and you go to where it says guidance, because this is soul guidance, and you click on to book a reading. When you get through the whole thing and ask for coupon code, put in Debra, D-E-B-R-A.
Oh,
not trying to exclude you, Kelly, just trying to make it simple.
Hey, she got the reading. That's
exactly.
All I get.
all she gets is the coupon code.
Sorry. So put in D-E-B-R-A and it will drop it down 20%. And then you go straight from there to our booking calendar and you can book it either with me or my husband. He's an advanced Akashic Record reader as well. And it's something that we do quite often in our business and we just love it.
Well, you're awesome. So oh good gosh. At it. You have such a calming voice,
oh,
too.
Oh, you do. I love yeah. your voice. No wonder Tiffany loves you so much.
I know.
My daughter, Tiffany, she just raved about you. Said, Mom, I met the coolest woman on the planet. I love her. I'm like, tell me about it.
Well, I love her, too. I've been seeing her every week for Ayurvedic support, and she's awesome at that.
Uh-huh.
I just want to toss in also, I do teach. So if anyone down in, I moved from Southern California to L.A., I mean, from Southern California out of that up to Northern California now. But if anyone has a group and they want to have me come down and teach, I'd love to come and teach people how to access their Akashic records. Usually a group of around 10 or more is a good starting point, and they can just reach out to me. And I'm also teaching two classes this fall up here in Grass Valley if anyone wants to come to a little slice of heaven in Northern California and learn the Akashic records. We would love to have you up here, and those are on the events page on our website.
Thank you so much. It sounds wonderful.
Sounds like a good bachelorette party.
I was just thinking that. I'm going to be 40 in about a year a couple months, so I have you on my radar, Holly.
Okay, cool. I would love to do that.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you so much.
And thank you to our listeners. Next week, we have Danilo Kawasaki. That's such a lovely name. Danilo Kawasaki. It sounds like a motorcycle.
It does.
He's a certified, it is a motorcycle, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Kawasaki.
He's a certified financial planner, and he's going to teach us about psychology of money and investing wisely, including retirement planning. Please add us on Twitter. Twitter, it's at DocTherapist1. Like us on Facebook, please. And we love you.
Talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Dr. Deborah and Therapist Kelly Show, only on LA Talk Radio.